Brings us to agenda item number 7, Keith Betts, concerning an open-sided gazebo in Virginia Beach. Mr. Waro.
Good morning, Commissioner Bull, members of the commission. Mr. Keith Betts is requesting authorization to construct an 11-foot by 13-foot open-sided gazebo over the reconstructed pierhead serving 2102 Turnstone Key in the Broad Bay Point subdivision, situated along Farabee Cove in Virginia Beach. This is a city GIS image taken from their website. This is the Broad Bay Point subdivision. The subject property is right here with the green balloon. We are along Farabee Cove. It's also known as Day Cove in Virginia Beach. An aerial image with the pier site highlighted with the red circle. A little bit closer image of the city's GIS map. And a closer city aerial with the property lines, the approximate property lines denoted in orange. The closest city image we have identifying the applicant's property in the existing pier and the protestant's property in existing pier. The protestant is Mr. and Mrs. The protestants are Mr. and Mrs. Richard West at 2100 Turnstone Key. They are one of the adjoining property owners that were notified because of the inclusion of the roof structure on the pier proposal. Now we'll look at some of the plan drawings that were submitted with the application. This is their vicinity map. Their plan view drawing. This is the existing pier. The hatched portion, which we'll zoom into in a second, is the proposed expansion of the pier. This is the proposed gazebo at this point right here, shaded in with the light green color. This is a closer blown-up view of the plan. On the left, you'll see the existing pier, existing boat lift, the hatched area. This is the right version, right-hand side. The hatched area will be the expansion of the pier and a small expansion denoted right here. And then the gazebo, again, this would be the proposed roof structure. And again, this is why this project is before you, because of the protested roof structure. The plan to expand the pier qualified for the statutory exemption found in the code. Therefore, we issued no permit necessary correspondence to Mr. Batt for the construction of the pier only. Because the gazebo was protested, we were required to notify the adjoining property owners and run a news advertisement. We received no protest from the news advertisement. Further into the plans, dimensions of the roof structure. A cross-section of the gazebo with relative elevations from low water to high water, decking, and the peak structure. Ultimately, these plans were approved by the City of Virginia Beach Waterfront Operations Division, and the Corps of Engineers issued a Regional Permit 18 for the project. Excuse me. Now we have some ground shots. This is the existing pier looking from the Batts property. A little bit closer to the pier head, this is about the location. The pier will be expanded here, and a small portion here, and then the gazebo would be constructed at the approximate location. I have this picture. Looking back, this is the Batts property. This is the applicant. These are the neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Richard West. So we're looking back at their property, their residence, and that's their existing pier. And again, we're standing about where the gazebo would be constructed. Mr. and Mrs. West submitted a written objection stating that as designed, the proposed gazebo would obstruct their view from the back of their house and specifically of the cove as they look out to the north entering Broad Bay. So as staff does when we receive protests for boathouses or gazebos, we meet with the protestants, we meet with the applicants, and try to work out a solution or a compromise. Make sure everyone understands the commission's review and processing of the application. These are pictures taken from the neighbors, Mr. West Mr. and Mrs. West, looking from, they have a screened-in porch, which is on this section right here of the house. So where I'm standing in that porch for this picture. Looking out of the cove into Broad Bay, and this is the subject pier. There's the boat lift. The gazebo would be approximately in this location. Again, this is another shot from inside, from the back of the house of Mr. and Mrs. West. More in the middle of the house, looking back. Excuse me, looking out at the cove. It's hard to see with the glare, but the pier is right here. This is the west existing pier. This is down in the yard at the pier, looking, excuse me, at Mr. and Mrs. West Pier, looking out at the subject pier. And one last shot from the west pier, looking out at Dr. Batts Pier. As I mentioned, we met individually with both the applicant and the protestant. We also met collectively, along with the agent and contractor, and we discussed our process, the concerns, potential solutions or compromises. Unfortunately, although the meeting was very civil, everyone was polite, we did not reach a compromise. So Mr. Batts decided to go forward with his application, and that's where we are today. So in summary, there are at least two roof structures on existing piers within this cove, and there are multiple roof structures on existing piers beyond the mouth of the cove situated along Broad Bay. The total square footage of the proposed open-sided gazebo is well below the 400-square-foot exemption criteria contained in Section 28.2.1203, subsection A5 of the code. Had the gazebo proposal not been protested by the next-door neighbor, staff would have considered it statutorily authorized along with the private pier expansion. In this case, we believe the open-sided design only minimally adds to the visual obstruction already presented by the pier and boat lift. While staff is sensitive to the protest of the neighbor, the City of Virginia Beach does not prohibit open-sided boathouses or gazebos, and private piers with similar open-sided roof structures are very common along the waterways in Virginia Beach. Therefore, staff recommends approval of the 11-foot by 13-foot gazebo as protested. I'm available for any question. Mr. Batts, Mr. and Mrs. Batts are here, as are the protestants, Mr. and Mrs. West.
Any questions from the commission of Mr. Gregorio? Thank you, Justin. Appreciate it. Here is the applicant present. Please come forward, sir.
Mr. Batts has some images he'd like to share as well.
Sounds good. Mr. Batts, do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
Keith Batts.
What would you like the commission to know about this, sir?
My wife, Michelle, and I both grew up in Virginia. I went to school in Virginia, trained in Virginia, spent the first half of my Navy career in Virginia. When we decided to retire, in 2010 from the Navy, I came back to Virginia wanting to be closer to our three grown kids and five young grandkids. When I was growing up in Virginia, my dad was a college professor at Longwood College, taught biology and marine biology, and worked closely with VIMS during his career. So I grew up in an environment very conscious of the marine environment and the ecosystem. We are not wild party animals. We have three grown kids, and we want to be able to take advantage of our property rights that we worked so hard to enjoy. We certainly have been sensitive to and want to be good neighbors. We've had pleasant conversations with our neighbors. We've just spent the last 9 months renovating the inside of our house, and to the extent we believe we have compromised a lot already as we removed our application to have a cover over the boat lift. And so we went from a potential 1,100 square foot roof coverage down to 140 square foot roof coverage, which is a very, very small percentage of what is allowed. There have been compromises, okay, relocate your dock, put it on the other side, et cetera, et cetera. That's substantial amount of increased cost that my agent, Chris Flint of Flint Construction, can talk to. And I don't personally think that a neighbor should be able to decide how I spend my resources on my personal property. So this gives an overview similar to what Mr. Worrell showed of Broad Bay, Day Cove, and our property, our house, and Dr. West's house. These show, looking down the Day Cove, a completely enclosed boat enclosure here and a gazebo similar to what we have proposed, except I believe larger. And this is just four doors down from our lot. And certainly, yes, it does impact visually a little bit, but you still have great views from everywhere. This is boat shed here and covered gazebo type structure here. This is looking outside Broad Bay just to the left of Day Cove and a covered gazebo at the end of their pier. This is all within a mile of our property. This is a close-up showing the covered gazebo. This is outside of Day Cove to the right of Broad Bay, covered, covered, covered. Large covered structure here in a narrow inlet, and this is a covered structure here also in the narrow inlet. This is just outside to the left of Day Cove. You may not have been able to appreciate it from the original photos. This is a huge, totally enclosed boat shed that I would estimate is probably 60 feet in length that sits right outside our cove, and it's visible from our house. So as far as obstructing view, yes, it's out there, but there's plenty of other view. Again, narrow inlet, covered area. And this is not a covered gazebo, but one day if I'm able to afford a boat or buy a big boat, one could argue that, hey, your boat is obstructing my view, so are we going to get in the habit of saying, no, you can't have a boat of your dreams? This was an aerial shot when we bought the house in August of 2014. This was a drone shot that's about at the same level as the first floor of both of our properties. As you might appreciate, from the water level up to the first floor, it's approximately 15 to 20 feet above the water line. And so you see the trees that, my trees versus neighbors' trees. And view of our property. And this was a shot from just last week from the proposed location of our gazebo. And I'll stop there. We would ask for the commission's approval so that we may finally proceed with our project. Thank you.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Ms. Spatz. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter in favor of this application? Anybody who wishes to speak in opposition to this application, please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record, sir.
Richard West.
Welcome, Mr. West.
We come not to object to the bats having a gazebo. Our objection is on this basis. We purchased a premium lot and chose it because of its water views, both in the foreground, which would include Dye Cove and the north end of Dye Cove, as well as views over Broad Bay, which is a very broad expanse of water beyond that. This is in the written part that's included in your packets. We then had our house custom designed and placed on the lot to take maximum advantage of that view. This included windows all across the back, plus a screen porch. And we value the unobstructed view of the north end of the Dye Cove or Ferriby Cove because of the water activities, the activities that take place on the sandbar and beach, which is part of what separates the cove from Broad Bay to the north of it. We had, when we built our pier, we had permission to build a boathouse, and we deferred on our own because it would partly obstruct our own view of the cove, which was not the north end that we were so interested in, but it was also in consideration of neighbors who were located more to the south of us. There are a couple of gazebos to the south of us. All of these properties are on one side of the cove that we're talking about. Those are pretty much more landward located, and I don't think they much interfere with anybody's view there. We did not object to appear on either side of our property. Boats are part of the living in Virginia Beach and waterfront properties, and piers go with them, boat lifts go with them. And boats and piers and lifts are fairly, in a sense, transparent in that they don't obstruct major parts of view. The our objection is simply the location of the gazebo. If it were placed on the opposite side of the pier or more landward, which would not make significant difference in cost that I understand, would take it out of the direct line of our view of the sandbar and the separation of Broad Bay from Ferriby Cove. And that would include aquatic activities of neighbors, safety issues for kids who go up and down there with paddle boards, kayaks, jet skis, boats of all sorts that come in and out of that cove, many of whom don't know how to navigate in and out of it without going aground. So I don't want to interfere with a person's lifestyle or say, no, you can't have a gazebo, but move it a bit out of our direct point of view, and everybody be happy. I've navigated around these waters since 1975, and I know there are a lot of gazebos there, and having been on that water a lot, I haven't seen many of them in use. They're just out there. And, I'm not saying whether this one would be used a lot or not, but it's another factor that we take into consideration in our objection.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. West? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to testify in opposition to this project? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Taggart.
The gazebo is 11 by 13. That's, a boat on a lift might be bigger than the gazebo. I see no reason not to approve this. I move to approve.
Motion by Mr. Tanker.
Second.
Accept staff recommendation?
Yes.
All right. Second by Mr. Erskine. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any no votes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. The project is approved.